In the gospel reading today, we hear this woman cry out to our Lord about the blessedness of his mother. And she's absolutely correct. Our Lady is indeed blessed, as is every woman who bears children, because it is the single greatest gift on the natural level that a human being can have. It is the greatest thing that a human being can do naturally. And so Our Lady, in that way, is certainly blessed. But what happened to her wasn't even natural. It was supernatural. Unlike every other mother, she conceived God and gave birth to the Son of God. And so even more blessed is she in her motherhood than other women who are so blessed in their motherhood. And even as extraordinary as that is, and you think about it, all of the gifts, all of the graces that God gave to her, he gave her so that she could be the worthy mother of God. That's the whole purpose. You look at her Immaculate Conception, you look at everything else that followed, it was all given specifically so that she could be the mother of God. And even with that, Jesus says that those who hear the word of God and keep it are even more blessed. Think about that. We're looking at the very thing that the angels, that is, the fallen angels, couldn't accept. That God would become one of us. That he would become a baby in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And they said no. They couldn't accept it. This was so beyond even their superior intellects that they rejected it. And yet, as extraordinary as this is, the fact that you are willing to hear the word of God and keep it is even greater than our Blessed Mother's maternity. That's enough to make us scratch our heads. And yet we have to understand why. Our Blessed Mother, theoretically, obviously, because of the graces of God, she couldn't do this, but theoretically, she could have given birth to the Lord and that was it. Theoretically, one could say she could have lost her soul, so she can be a mom. She can even be the mother of God, but, you know, that doesn't guarantee going to heaven. In her case, yes, it did. Not the motherhood, but the graces that God had given to her to be the mother of God and to keep her from sin. But, so, practically, no, it doesn't work. Theoretically, one could say, well, okay, you gotta make this distinction. So, yes, she gave birth to the Son of God, but she could have just said, that's it, I've done what I was supposed to do, and I don't want anything else to do with this. Thanks be to God, she didn't. But if we're going to hear the word of God and keep it, which, by the way, we recall, that's exactly what St. Elizabeth blessed Our Lady for. Blessed is she who heard, who believed that what was spoken to her by the Lord would be fulfilled. She heard the word of God, she kept it. She kept it so perfectly that the word of God became man in her womb. So, again, this isn't any kind of put-down to our Blessed Lady that our Lord is speaking, but rather, it is being able to put things in context. So something which, again, on the natural level, any woman giving birth is, like I said, the greatest thing that can happen. And yet, this is something even greater. And the fact of our faith is greater still. So the fact that Our Lady believed is greater than her maternity. She could still go to heaven whether she was the mother of God or not, just as you and I can go to heaven without being the mother of God. And that's the greatest blessing of all. What an extraordinary thing that the Son of God would come to earth. But the fact that you and I can become sons and daughters of God and go to heaven is even more extraordinary. That's the point that our Lord is getting at. Now, even that is not something that is outside the purview of our Blessed Lady. You are sons and daughters of God Because you are also a son or daughter of Our Lady. She's the mother of the whole Christ, the mystical Christ as well as the physical person of Christ. She's your spiritual mother. And so she's not separate from this. Her maternity and her blessedness in her maternity then carries over. So yes, she gave birth to the person of Jesus. She also gives spiritual birth to all of those who are members of her Son. And so how blessed she is in so many ways, and yet even more blessed in her faith, that faith that allowed her to say, Fiat, let it be done to me according to thy word, to accept something that even the highest of the angels rejected. And then the greatest love of all, knowing, because obviously at this point she knows exactly what everything is doing, everything's going, she's looking right into the essence of God. And she said yes to the likes of you and me. It's one thing to say, yes, I'll be the mother of God, which is beyond anything we can imagine. But then to knowingly look at people like us and say, yeah, I'll be their mom too. Holy buckets. What a gift. No wonder she's more blessed in her faith than in her maternity. Because she got stuck with us. That requires way more charity on that level than to say yes to the fact that she'd be the mother of the Lord. But thanks be to God, she has that kind of charity so that she would be our mother in the spiritual realm, so that she would be praying for us, so that she would be interceding on our behalf, so that she will form us and teach us and so on. St. Louis de Montfort reminds us that Our Lady gave birth to only one child, and so therefore she only knows how to form one child. And therefore, if she is going to have all of us as her children, the only way she knows how to form us is into the image and likeness of her Son, to form us perfectly into Christ. That's exactly what she did in her own life, the most perfectly conformed to Christ. And that's what she wants for us. And how blessed she is in that, that she would actually be able, once again, not only to say yes to people like you and me, but to take the likes of us and to transform us into Christ. I mean, wow. Think about that. You don't even have to go home and look in the mirror to be able to laugh at that one. And yet, nothing is impossible for God. She knew that. She believed that. And not only did she say yes when the angel told her that, she continues to say yes when she looks at you and me. Because if we were to honestly look at it and say, you are called to be a son or daughter of God. And you can ask the same question. How can this be? Nothing is impossible for God. She accepts that. And she takes up the challenge now to form us to be her sons and daughters, to be members of her Son. Now the question is on the other side. Do we accept that? Not so much do we accept the truth that nothing is impossible for God, or even that we're sons and daughters of God, but are we willing to accept that we can be conformed to Christ? Are we willing to allow Our Lady to be able to form us in the way that she formed her Son? Are we willing to allow her to be a mother to us? That's where the great blessedness is, in her great charity. And for us, if we will believe, for those who hear the word of God and keep it. It has been spoken to us. We need to say exactly what Our Lady said. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Be it done to me according to thy word. That's what God wants for you and me, if we are willing to cooperate. And that cooperation has to begin with acceptance. It seems impossible. How could somebody like me be formed in that way? How could a virgin have a baby? How can a human woman give birth to God? Doesn't make any sense. Nothing is impossible for God. And so, as I've told you lots of times and always makes me smile when I think of it, I think God likes a challenge. That's why He picked us. And then He gave us to Our Lady and said, you fix them. That's what she's working on. So she's going to take care of us if we will allow her to. She will form us if we will allow her to. She will make us into another Christ if we are willing to cooperate and allow her to do what she's called to do and what she's asked us to do. So yes, indeed, she is very blessed in her motherhood. She is more blessed in her faith. And you and I share in that blessedness to be sons and daughters of God, to be able to have the opportunity to share eternal life with Him who came to share life with us.